Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, Julian Coe, editor from SG Carmart. Now, we're talking big, not just any old big. We're talking very, very big SUVs, three-row SUVs. Now, I've test driven them. Julian has test driven them. And now you're going to spend the next 15 minutes listening to what we think of them.
Well, 15 minutes is a bit too long, but yes, it's going to be worthwhile. Recently, I actually went for a launch, Hyundai Palisade, and I got to say, it's very, very impressive. I think the Koreans have really upped their game.
It is a big car. Can I just say, I'm looking at it right now because I missed the launch. I know you went and they kept trying to get me to go too, but I really, some of us actually do work.
Right.
You know, some of us actually do work and others go to launches.
Yeah, I guess. But seriously, I gotta say, man, I mean, the Palisade was very, very impressive.
She's quite big, that's all I can say.
She is. She's huge. She's humongous. But, you know, it's very difficult to impress a car journalist nowadays. I mean, we have seen so many cars, we've driven so many cars. And when we see a car like the Hyundai Palisade, you just go like, wow, is this for real? I mean, three-row SUVs, and you know how three-row SUVs can be. The third row is usually rubbish. You can't even fit
for poodles and two-year-olds.
Exactly. But I could fit in, and admittedly, I'm not exactly tall.
Slightly
but
taller than a poodle or a two-year-old.
Exactly that. And I could slouch, literally slouch, in the third row.
Okay, just for our listeners' benefit, it is a 3.5-litre V6, 8-seater SUV that is only slightly above $200,000, so also very well priced. The Hyundai Palisade that Julian is slightly enthusiastic about. Okay, he's very enthusiastic about. It's not a bad-looking car. It is rather large, though, I have to say.
Yeah. Okay, well, admittedly, it is huge, but I think there's some good points to it. I mean, first and foremost, it looks grand. It looks absolutely grand.
It does. It does look very nice.
Yeah, even not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. I mean, it's probably one of the most luxurious Korean-made car I've ever come across.
I say
it for good reasons, man. I mean, even the gear lever right now in the Palisade is not even a proper gear lever. It's actually all buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like it, admittedly, because...
You like pressing buttons? You certainly press mine.
No. because it's just a bridge between that and electric cars. Because you know how electric cars are all buttons and all that stuff and rubbish, but... I can totally accept that.
Okay.
Totally.
So you like the buttons?
Yes, I like the buttons. I like how it looks. I just don't like the price.
Well, you know, the thing is, $200,000 is actually not so bad.
For a car this size.
It's not so great, but it's not so bad for a car this size. And the size is, you know, I'm trying to be the person with doing all the heavy lifting today. So, you know, the dimensions of this car, usually that is not the case. But today I shall be a good girl. It is 4,980 by 1,975 by 1,750 millimeters, which basically means it's very long and it's very big. However,
it's far too long.
For us. But however, there are a lot of other really large cars out there that seem to have no problems maneuvering our roads. I just test drove the e-tron Sportback from Audi, and that's also a really large car. And I had no problems driving it. So the reality of the situation is, if you are used to driving a big car, this is really no bigger. And you'll be fine. You will be fine. And the specs are not bad. A 0 to 100 in 8.2 seconds is not bad for a big SUV.
At all.
That's quite impressive.
At all.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're talking about a below 10-second century sprint, and it's a huge, and I mean huge, and heavy SUV.
Well, the V6 does help.
I guess, but still... Still, but I really gotta say, man, this car is highly impressive. It's mighty impressive. And I really, really like it. I genuinely like how it looks.
I think the styling is very European. I am actually looking at pictures of it right now, inside and out. The styling is not what you expect from Hyundai. It is really quite impressive. You're right.
It is.
She's
it
quite
is.
Pretty.
It is.
For a big SUV.
But of course, you know how it is, right? If there are people out there who feel like, you know what, I'm a bit more brand conscious. I don't want to buy a Hyundai. I feel like, you know what, I can't associate myself to the brand. There are still other seven-seater SUVs out there in the market.
Okay, let's talk about another one of them, the Lexus RX350L, which is
yes.
not just about $200,000, I'm just saying.
Yes.
You throw in another $100,000 and then we'll be talking.
Okay, well, I've driven the RXL, I think it was sometime last year or maybe 2 years ago. I can't remember. COVID just has gotten me all confused.
I know, we can't remember which year we're in, right?
Exactly. But I remembered it being very Lexus. When I say that, it means it's very plush, very luxurious, very Japanese. You know, the kind
very
of...
Very premium Japanese.
Yes, very premium Japanese. You know, you feel like the kind of hospitality that they're giving you, it feels that way in the car. But here's the thing, I don't quite like that car. I would rather have the five-seater RX, the regular RX, because that car, for some reason, when you drive it, you feel the heft. And that's just highly annoying. But there is, nevertheless, one car that is just as huge. Probably, it's not going to be as big as the Palisade, but it's definitely bigger than the RX350L, and that is the XC90, the Volvo XC90.
Volvo XC90 has always been
huge.
Everybody's top of reference for the big SUVs.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people go, that's the first one I'm going to check out. Again, it is not a cheap car. But if you like the whole sustainability issue, the Volvo XC90 does come in a plug-in hybrid.
Yes.
The plug-in hybrid comes with a quite premium price, though.
Oh, it's a very, very, very premium price. No, which is why I find the Palisade highly impressive, because price point, you're getting a lot of car for the money that you're paying.
Aren't you
right?
even going to tell them what the Volvo XC90 plug-in hybrid costs? You don't know, right? Well, let me help you out.
It too is much. It's too much.
$400,000.
Yeah, see? It's too much. I could get five
Hyundai Palisades.
Exactly, right? I can have two Hyundai Palisades, but I mean, that's besides the point. I mean, people who probably buy the XC90 know what they're looking for, but believe me, when you look at the Palisade, if someone buys that car, you will immediately know that the buyer knows exactly what he's getting himself into. I don't know, for some reason, it just resonates with me. And I'm not an SUV kind of... Okay, maybe I'm almost an SUV kind of guy, but I'm not a three-row SUV kind of guy for sure.
I'm not a big SUV kind of girl, that's for sure. You know, the biggest SUV I ever want to drive is about the size of BMW X3 or an Audi RS Q3. Oh,
you're horrible, man. You're horrible. You're just...
I mean, seriously, I mean, if there was any bigger than that, I see no point, because most of the time it's me and my golf bag. So, you know, it's not like I'm carrying the entire family and our couple of Dobermans in there.
Excellent. You are now the epitome of horrible, horrible lady.
Okay, but I do digress. So back to the Hyundai Palisade. Did you take it out for a test drive?
No, I have yet to drive it, but it just feels like I'm going to drive it soon, very, very soon. But even then, before I even drive it, it already feels like it's going to impress. That's just how much I like how the car looks, how the car feels when I'm inside. But again, of course, the drive could be highly disappointing, but I really, really doubt it.
I really, really doubt it, because they seem to have spent quite a bit on the styling.
Yes. In fact, the styling, with all the grill and all that kind of stuff, you actually have three different sorts of grill to choose from in Korea. But in Singapore, you're getting the most expensive grill, period. You don't have any other choices.
Okay. Now, here's... Yes. I seem to vaguely recall, and I'm looking at the Volvo. And one of the things that the Volvo, the Lexus all have in common, including the Hyundai, is the second row looks like, wait, maybe not the Volvo, but the Hyundai Palisade second row looks like it's a two-seater, not a three-seater, which is why you can have three seats in the back row. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
I seem to vaguely recall the BMW X7 able to do that as well, and you could personalize the configuration of your seats.
Can you? I can't remember.
You are so useless, you know that? Yes, yes, you can. However, you pay for that privilege. She's not cheap. And she's not $200,000. She's in the $400,000 range as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done talking about the BMW X7. The Volvo XC90, obviously, if you know what you're getting and you have friends who own it, you will go check it out. The Lexus is always worth checking out. But you're right about the Hyundai Palisade. I think it is the star buy for this week.
Oh, most definitely.
It's worth at least looking twice at it. I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm looking at that boot and I'm going, I can carry my entire golf flight in there and all four of our golf bags.
I could carry two of my families.
Your family is very small. You know that, right?
I know. Exactly. That's why I can carry two of them.
In both number and size.
Yes, of course. Especially size.
Especially size. She's worth looking at. I think you're right. You know, highlighting her today, she's definitely worth looking at. You can check her out at Echo Motors. She was just very, very recently launched, so fresh off the whatever she came fresh off. Boat? I don't know.
Clarissa, you're horrible.
I know, right?
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
But she's quite pretty. That is my big takeaway. Now, knowing Hyundai, she probably comes in a few very iffy colours. So, you know, I'm just saying, pick your colour carefully because she has very pretty lines for a big SUV. But if you pick the wrong colour, then she's going to look not so pretty.
No, get it in black. Seriously, get it in black.
Yeah. She looks very sexy in black. She's very, very sexy in black. And then like light, you know, beige leather or something. Very nice.
Yes, very, very premium.
$200,000. I say again, 3.5-litre V6 engine. And the sunroof looks like a nice touch too.
Yeah, of course. Well, sunroof is always a nice touch. But of course, I don't know. Insurance will be higher, naturally.
3.5 litres, yes.
Yeah.
V6, no less.
Road tax is going to be a bit of a problem. But listen, if you can buy a $200,000 car, it's not going to be a problem. Road tax wouldn't be a problem. So, yeah.
Well, if you are looking for a car big enough to carry 8 people, you are obviously not looking at the lowest range of cars.
I guess. You got a good point, I guess. But
the bigger the car, the bigger the engine, the bigger the everything else, not just the price tag on the car.
The bigger the problem. Imagine doing parallel parking with that car.
Okay, I have a quick confession to make. I did try to parallel park the e-tron and I did it in one.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. I did a parallel parking with the XC90 and I did it in one as well.
See, so it's possible, just a little bit of practicing. You know where your end is, you know where your mid is. And if the car is highly maneuverable, then that's not a problem. Or maybe we're just such great drivers that it wasn't a problem.
I don't think so. Really, I don't think so. We are horrible drivers. We think that we're good drivers, but in reality, we're rubbish.
Can I just say that I have never actually put an Audi R8 smack in the middle of any parking spot because the back end flares out so much, I don't know where behind is.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's always a little bit like tilted. I'm like, I walk out and I go, nice.
Well done.
Full disclosure. See? Full disclosure. But I blame the car's design. Because of that.
Audi is going to call you pretty soon.
Having said that, it is one of my favorite cars ever. It is on my 10 cars to drive before you die list. So Audi will forgive me. I know it.
Oh, man. Audi RV is amazing. I mean, if I had the money lying around, that's the car I'm going to get.
If you had the money and your wife wasn't paying attention for one afternoon, you would come home with it.
Yep.
Yep, I know exactly. And I would be doing the same thing right alongside you. So there you know. Thankfully, neither of our spouses pay that little attention to us when we go out looking at cars.
That's how horrible we can actually be.
That is true. Now, on that note, and we so thoroughly digressed, we both suggest you go check out the Hyundai Palisade, fresh, new 8-seater SUV. This has been Chasing Cars on Money FM. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Kamat. Join us next week for... Don't join us next week because it is a public holiday. Enjoy your public holiday next week. And join us the week after that for the next reviews on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.